Chapter 1. The Las Vegas illusion was so good at times that it was almost impossible to believe the powers that controlled the huge hotel casinos also controlled the outside air temperature. Almost, but not quite. Hannah Jessett stood on the chilled side of the plate glass doors and gazed out at the hotel swimming pool. The gigantic, whimsically shaped oasis with its meandering curves and unbelievably cute little bridges lay glittering beneath a broiling summer sun. The present difference between the gambling hell inside and the desert hell outside was approximately 40 degrees. On the whole, Hannah would have preferred to stay indoors. She was not fond of deserts. She was from Seattle, but time was running out. Her cane skidded on a small patch of wind-tossed gravel as she shoved open the door and stepped outside. Pain shot through her left leg when she grabbed for the wrought iron railing that lined the wide steps down to poolside. For an instant, she closed her eyes against the lancing agony, and then she drew a deep breath. Damn it to hell. It struck her that the oath was probably somewhat redundant. She considered the philosophical ramifications of the question while she waited for the pain to subside. She should have taken that midday tablet after all. For a long moment, she leaned against the ornate railing and wondered if the painkiller would have dulled her awareness any more than the pain itself did. It was probably a toss-up. In the meantime, she was grudgingly grateful for the fact that there were very few people around the pool to witness her less than graceful entrance. A couple of showgirls, all thoroughbred legs and classically contoured bosoms, drowsed beneath sunshades at one end. Hannah decided they either hadn't gotten the word that tanning was no longer considered healthy, or else they were going for the short-term cosmetic benefits and consigning the future to oblivion. Hannah wondered what sort of future a Las Vegas showgirl had. Professional lives were probably short in that line of work. Might be a crying need for good career counseling here in Vegas. Hannah forced her tense muscles to relax while she replaced the determinedly cool smile she had let slip a moment earlier. Forget the showgirls. Her goal was the other end of the pool, where a man sat at a table beneath a fringed umbrella. Even from where she was standing, Hannah could tell he was suffering. He had loosened his tie, opened his collar, and rolled up his sleeves, but the heat was taking its toll. There was a grimly determined expression of concentration on his face as he bent over a folder full of papers. Hannah got the impression that he was committed to the project at hand and would complete it, even if required to do so in temperatures that hovered around 110 degrees, the dedicated type. As Hannah studied him, he glanced up and saw her. The intent look congealed into a considering frown. He probably knew right off who she was, Hannah decided. She didn't look much like a showgirl, and she wasn't wearing a bathing suit. The man got to his feet and started toward her. Her left leg grudgingly agreed to move again as Hannah tentatively leaned on the cane and took a few purposeful steps. She made it to the halfway point around the pool. Then she stood composing herself while she waited for the man to reach her. It wouldn't do to startle him by confronting him with a grimace of agony. People were very uncomfortable around someone who was in obvious pain, and the last thing she wanted to do was to make Gideon Cage uncomfortable. The leg was manageable now. Just as soon as this was over, she promised herself, she would go back to her hotel room and swallow the painkiller she'd put off taking earlier. As she consoled herself with that thought, the man reached her. Now she could clearly see the sweat on his brow and the dampness that marked the front of the once crisp white shirt. Mr. Cage? She summoned a truly brilliant smile for the intense man with the slight paunch who stood before her.
I'm Mr. Cage's administrative assistant, Steve Decker. I assume you're Miss Jessett.
Decker removed his heavy-rimmed glasses and polished them with an automatic gesture as he waited politely. He appeared to be in his mid-30s and obviously was not following the yuppie trend toward physical fitness and a lean figure. In this era of fitness madness, a flabby physique could hurt his chances for career advancement. Hannah wanted to tell him that just sitting in the heat was not going to take off weight, regardless of how much he sweat, but she didn't. Sometimes it was hard to resist handing out free advice, but Hannah reminded herself that just because she had a natural